Happy Thursday, everyone. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This is Mormon Channel Daily, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And to start off today's topic, I want to share the words of a popular hymn, and you'll probably recognize it and be able to guess where I'm going with it after you hear these words in this verse. So, have I done any good in the world today? Have I helped anyone in need? Have I cheered up the sad and made someone feel glad? If not, I have failed indeed. Has anyone's burden been lightened today because I was willing to share? Have the sick and the weary been helped on their way? When they needed my help, was I there? Then wake up and do something more than dream of your mansion above. Doing good is a pleasure, a joy beyond measure, a blessing of duty and love. Now, we're constantly presented with opportunities to serve others. But do we act on those opportunities? They sometimes feel like little wake-up calls or sort of that feeling that you need to jump up and do something, that feeling of sympathy or compassion or for someone else in need. Rather than just a feeling, turn those feelings into actions. Do something to back up those feelings. Maybe it's bringing a meal to a friend or a neighbor who's had a particularly busy or rough week. Helping others, it just makes you feel really good. And people are happier and healthier when they are able to provide for themselves and their families, but also when they're able to help others when needed, when they're able to reach out of their own lives and their own problems and go beyond that and help someone else who's in need. Now, here's another thought. When you're generous to God's children, God is then generous with you. If you're going to help others, then I believe that Heavenly Father is going to in turn bless you and show you love as well. So I want to share a poem with you that I found online. I feel like I'm a poet this week because I've shared a lot of poetry. But I want to share this poem along with you that goes along with those same lines, and it's called A Prayer About Serving Others. Father, allow me to serve others with a joyful heart, never keeping score, always giving, never expecting to receive. Allow me to give of myself, to give of my talents and my goods, to give of my time and my energy, to give of my heart and my soul. Help me understand the needs of others, never criticizing, never demeaning, never scolding, never condemning. You have been so gracious to me, always loving, always forgiving, always restoring, never gloating over my defeats, even when I have been so wrong. Father, keep a condemning spirit far from my heart and further from my lips. Allow me to serve others as you serve, with gentleness, with compassion and tenderness, never diminishing the worth of another, choosing to extend mercy to the brokenhearted, like you have repeatedly shown to me. Now, of course, Heavenly Father's love is perfect and Christ's love is perfect, but I can think of many times in my life, as I'm sure you can, of times when people have shown me compassion or they have, you know, looked past my flaws and instead of judging me or being cruel or demeaning me because of my, you know, flaws and mistakes, they instead love me and support me and help me get through that rough patch and that rough time. So I hope that I can do the same thing, and I want you to think about that as well. If you can go forward and treat others that way as well, rather than jumping to conclusions or finding ways to judge them, if you could instead think of ways that you can love them and support them and help them through this rough time. I would love to hear your thoughts and your stories and really anything you want to share with me. You can do so by emailing me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today where I'm sure to see it, or you can also reach me on Twitter. And I just love when I'm able to find a story that somebody's written me about and then I'm able to share it here on the program. So if you're willing to share something that has happened to you, maybe along these lines with praying for opportunities to serve others. I would sure love to hear it. I hope to hear from you. Mormon Channel Daily is, of course, brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to leave you today with the song, Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee, by Kenneth Cope. Have a wonderful day.
Our pride.